three little letters. Today's letters, boys and girls, are I, F, and B. Not necessarily in that order. And it's the news, according to me. Oh, good Monday morning. I almost had a rhyme there. I could have probably made that if I'd have thought about it. Usually I just hit the play button. I hit the record button and then whatever thought is in my head. I don't plan this stuff. I don't sit around with a crew and a team. What's today's tagline going to be? What's the intro line going to be today? Boys and girls, let's have a think tank and let's put this in front of some people and have a focus group. I hit the record button. And, open my mouth, here it comes. Whatever's there just comes right out. And then sometimes I open my mouth and whatever's there goes right in my mouth, which is this morning happens to be what's in my cup. And again, now this is different. This is different chai now. It's still chai with Cinnabon creamer. However, this is chai that was made on my wife's side of the family. There's Amish on both sides of our family, by the way. About the same distance away, basically, as far as in terms of family relatives. I had an aunt that was Amish. I don't believe my wife had an aunt that was Amish, or that is Amish, or that lived her whole life as an Amish person. My oldest aunt was still a part of the Amish church when my grandpa was part of the Amish church. She married into the Amish church, and then, of course, my grandpa left the Amish church, which caused a lot of problems. By the way, typically when you leave I'll get into that. More chai and change the subject. We're going to go on from here, but the chai itself is made by a little shop that I guess it's their chai. It kind of tastes like someone else's chai, but I'm going to assume that they make it themselves. I don't even know what chai is made of other than some kind of tea, I think. I got something on my glasses this morning. Usually I don't wear my glasses, and this morning I got glasses on just because I can. I'm at my home office today. The home studio, not the worldwide headquarters. I haven't been to the headquarters for about a week. I need to get over there because I'm pretty sure the yard needs to be mowed. That's really the only reason I go over there anymore. That and occasionally I do a show there. Now, tomorrow morning, I will not have a show. Oh, I may not have a show at all tomorrow morning. I have a meeting at 8 o'clock that is going to require myself to be bathed and fully outfitted. Not one I'm going to enjoy, but it will be, yeah. Let's talk about some issues here. I've got this idea of doing a project, and I know that I always get these high ambitions. I'm gonna do this project. I'm gonna take all this audio and put it together and make a piece out of this. So I hand it over to my team, and then a couple days later, I ask them how it's going. And I get no response. Nothing. Crickets. And then I realize I don't have a team. There's nobody doing this for me. So I have to do this all myself. And unfortunately, it doesn't get done. That's how it works. I have these imaginary employees here with this big, huge company. It's a worldwide media company here. So I have this idea, I have this kind of ambition to pull together a bunch of statements that people like James Comey during the congressional hearings that they were having prior to the election in 2016, when he was talking about Hillary Clinton. And all of the only problem is I can't stand to listen to this guy talk. I can't stand to listen to him talk. Because everything he says is always on an upbeat. It's always a question. I can't even do it the way he does it. It just goes against every fiber of my being. I don't know if you've noticed or not, Australians, especially from Sydney, the Sydney side, I don't even know if that's east or west. I can't, everything's upside down down there. I don't know which way's, I think Sydney's on the west coast, I believe. I don't know. Down there, I do get my compass gets all messed up down there when I'm down there. I don't know which way's which. I was in Sydney and I was in Perth. I don't know. I think that Perth is on the east side, I believe. But I don't even know. Let me pull up a map here. Let me get sidetracked completely. Let me go off up on a trail that's. Map of Australia. Let's see what we have here. Yes, the map of Australia. Now, the question is this north up or not? I don't know. Let's see what we have here. We have Western Australia. And, yeah, this is, okay, that's north. North up is, okay, that's north. Queensland is on the right. So that's on the eastern side, Western Australia. There's Perth. See, it's backwards. I got down there and I got turned upside down. The amazing thing about Australia, this is pretty amazing. As far as the land mass is concerned, it is the size of the contiguous United States. Actually, it might be a little bit bigger. And it has 1/10 the population. Think about that for a moment. Yeah, so Sydney. See, when I look at this, this just doesn't make sense to me. Sydney is on the eastern, southeastern side of the, there's Brisbane. I don't know how they pronounce it. They pronounce everything weird. Melbourne, which is down in the lower side. Most of the population is actually in the southeastern side of the state, of the country there. Up on the northeasternmost part, Papua New Guinea is extremely close. In fact, it looks like there may have been land masses there. There definitely were, the indigenous people of Australia were definitely New Guinea individuals. Indonesia, they call that lower Asian. I don't know what that is. In Indonesia and Asia, Asia Minor. I don't know what it's called anymore. I think if you call it the wrong thing, you're supposedly a racist. I don't know. Next week, it'll be something else. If you call it what you called it this week, next week, you're going to be a transphobe if you call it the wrong thing. I don't know. I don't know how that all. Somehow, somebody's got it all figured out. Apparently, somebody's got it all figured out, and they're going to explain to us how terrible of a person we are. And eventually, we're going to be put in jail for just for trying to communicate. Just keep your mouth shut. So the Australia, yes, this is, now when I looked at this on the map, I swear I looked at this on a map down there and they had it all turned upside down. Like south was up, it was south up, I think is what it was. That makes no sense. People are crazy. So I was in Perth, I actually got robbed in Perth when I was there. Everything that was in the car, all my luggage was taken. Which included all the pictures and video and my computer and cameras, all the stuff that I had taken in Sydney, was gone. It's all gone. I got a few things back, so somebody knows what was going on. The cops found a little backpack with some stuff in it. Actually, somebody turned it in. They had a moment of conviction. Oh, and the police just thought that was they gave him a commendation for doing that. Oh, thanks. You know, it's great that you're stealing from tourists because it makes people wonder whether they should come down there and spend their money anymore. So it's just good for you. You're doing a great job. And they should be punished for that. But they're not, apparently. I don't know that anything ever happened to that kid. You do the time. You do the crime. You should do the time. That's all. It's just all there is to it. Very disturbing and violating feeling. My memories of Australia are not very fond, by the way. So it just so those of you who are listening in Australia, which I know that there are about three of you down there. Let me look at this. I haven't looked at the analytics here for a while. So I'm on this bunny trail. I might as well just keep going. That's kind of weird. See, that's that's about right. Let's look at geographic statistics here. Oh, there's some Australian listeners. Yeah, and I finally have some New Zealand listeners. Indonesia, nobody from Papua New Guinea. Brazil, Peru, Chile. This is Argentina, Colombia, Venezuela. Nobody from Guyana. That's kind of interesting. Mexico, yes. Nicaragua, Honduras. Nicaragua. Canada. Yeah, there's some Canadians. Apparently there's been some Russian listeners. I don't see Ukraine on here. That even its own place. Mongolia. Kazakhstan. There's nobody there. Belarus, Russia. I don't see it here anywhere. There's Ukraine. Nope, nobody from Ukraine has listened to my show. So therefore, that's why you're being invaded. Now we know why. Now, there had been some listeners in Romania. Yeah. Not that any of you care. I'm just rambling on now this morning. Well, let's talk about the FBI. I want to make this project where I have James Comey going through this whole thing where he's being interviewed. And this is the common thread. This is the way they do it. Now, Christopher Wray was recently, and he always has a smirk on his face. Like, I can't talk about any investigations or potential investigations that might be happening. We let the facts speak for themselves in court documents. You never take anything to court unless it fits the political agenda that you have to rouster. That's what you do. You don't sit on a laptop for years. Well, it's a pending investigation. I can't comment on it. No, that's called protectionism. There's no accountability here. You know what? Maybe you can't have it in a public meeting. Maybe you can't have anything in a public meeting. But congressional oversight needs to happen here, of some kind of congressional oversight. There needs to be an accountability committee that you can answer these questions from, and that you must answer these questions from, because you work for the American people. Because if there's corruption, we can't root it out. We can't see it. You can hide behind it. In fact, my opinion, James Comey was the most brazen of all of them. He admitted Hillary Clinton lied before Congress. Hillary Clinton said she only had one server. She had multiple servers. Then he went on to explain. Did she destroy any devices? She did destroy devices. Okay. And what has happened with her since that? First of all, she broke the law. She lied to Congress. This is considered contempt of Congress. People are going to jail for that under this false committee, this one-sided lampooning kangaroo court thing that they've got going on. It's not a court. They're trying to make it like a trial. It's not a trial. There's no cross-examination. There's no witnesses that were actually there that saw anything. They have this narrative that they keep repeating, and they're trying to drum up the story. Donald Trump incited an armed mob and sent them off to the Capitol to kill Mike Pence and take over the country. That's my story, and I'm going to keep repeating it until you believe it. Now, I went through this whole interview with Liz Cheney on that one show last week. I actually did a project, finally, for change. That's the closest thing I've done to a project for a while. And I analyzed and went down through this whole list of things that she was saying that epitomizes the way the leftists, you know, call her a leftist, a Trump hater, an establishment insider, does this stuff. Because she turned around and does the very things that she's claiming that Donald Trump did. While they're believing the lie, because he repeats it enough that they start to believe it. Much like you keep repeating that line about Donald Trump incited an armed mob, sent them off to the Capitol to kill Mike Pence and take over the government and usurp an election, usurp our democratic process. He's a dangerous man and shouldn't be allowed to be the nominee. Because you're afraid he's going to win. Certainly should be allowed to be president. Well, what are you afraid of? I keep asking this question. I know I've said it on about every show here, but Joe Biden, the bumbling basement biter, abiding in his basement. He was abiding in his basement. Won. Supposedly got 9 million more votes. What are you afraid of? You're scared of that? I would think you'd be wanting him to be the nominee. Or you mean maybe the election wasn't quite as secure as you think. Of course, saying that, you could end up in jail for that. Just by saying that. Well, the election wasn't fair, or the election was, it was rigged. You can get banned from places for saying that. Just for saying that. I believe the election was stolen. Now you are all of a sudden, you are an insurrectionist. But you know what? In 2016, all we heard for 4 years was that the Russians hacked the election, even though no investigation concluded that. And they had plenty of them. But people still to this day believe that the Russians affected our elections in 2016. By spending $140,000 on Facebook ads. If Hillary would have just spent if she would have just spent $200,000 in Facebook ads, she would have won. That's what they're telling us. That's how much effect that those ads had. Pretty effective. Who'd have thought? All you have to do to be president is just, make Zuckerberg rich. We have an FBI, folks, I'm afraid, that is out of control. At the upper level, at the upper echelon, the management, those in charge, are compromised. No question about it. They'll probably come after me for saying it, which just tells you this is the Gestapo. That's what they are right now. They go after their political enemies. They are not a nonpartisan group of individuals. They have no objectivity. They love to say no one's above the law. What they mean is no Republican is above the law. You're above the law only if you follow along with what they know their agenda is all about. We're in a dire situation here, folks. I know that, this isn't the good news according to me. It's the news according to me. And unfortunately, news, I know some of you complain about us. It's all negative and y'all just complaining and it's all you do is rant and rave and complain. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you the news. In my opinion on it, and apparently, the news right now is not good, folks. I don't know how to tell you this. I don't know how else to break it to you. I'm not saying we don't have a reason to be happy and to be joyful. There are plenty of reasons for that. But we can't just stick our head in the sand here, folks. That's what's gotten us into this mess. You have to be happy, you have to be positive. That's not going to solve the problem. I'm not a problem solver. But I'm a problem pointer outer. And I'm telling you, there are solutions to these problems. I don't know what they are. And if I did know, I couldn't communicate them well. That's for someone else to do. That's for the problem solver, according to me, show. I don't know. That's not my show. But if we're not made aware of this stuff, it's much like a problem with a substance abuse problem. A person with a substance abuse problem. They don't know. They deceive themselves. They fool themselves into thinking everything's okay or that they're going to get over this or that it's not a big deal until they recognize and acknowledge and confess that they have a problem. I'm that guy. I'm that consciousness of the nation. I'm that conscience of the nation. I can't talk. More chai. Need more chai. You know, there's the reference of the watchman on the watchtower. And you're up there on the watchtower. And you, when you see the enemy coming, and you're supposed to sound the alarm. Well, if the watchman on the watchtower just says, "Oh, it's a pretty cloud of smoke there on the horizon. Don't worry, it's really pretty. It's beautiful. There is a cloud of smoke there, but it's really pretty. It's way far away, folks. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. They're going to wear out before they get here. Just go about your business. Keep making your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches there. That'll be great. Yeah, they're getting closer, but it's not, you know, there's only about 10,000 of them. The numbers aren't really matter. The numbers don't really matter. The numbers aren't important. It's just a number. We've got a wall. Look at all the positive things we have here. Yeah, they're right outside the door. They got a battle ram there. They're going to take down the door here. But don't. They're just bluffing. They're reasonable people. We've got people working on it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, that's kind of what this is like, folks. I heard a really good TikTok thing the other day, and I'm tempted to play this. It's actually, let's see if I can find it, because it is actually, it's pretty good. And I don't know how, I mean, I'm sure she rehearsed this, because she goes through a lot of stuff and she makes a couple of word stumbles that make it pretty obvious that she's reading from a script, which is fine. I get that. Oh my, it's 7 years. That was only 7 years ago? I just got a memory thing came up on Facebook here. I was leading worship at an event 7 years ago. And, wow. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Let's see if I can find this. It was in my news feed here. Where's my news feed? Where is it? Groups growing. Where's okay. There we go. It's right down here somewhere. Here it is. It's from Charlie Kirk. No, this isn't the one. Oh, I remember who it was. This other buddy of mine. I'm surprised I got a notification. He doesn't post a lot of stuff, but he did this time. Let's see. There it is. Okay, we're gonna play this. This is a YouTube video, actually. Let's see if we can get this played. I'm gonna try to play it and see what happens here. See if it goes to YouTube or what it does. Yeah, here it goes to YouTube. Okay, let's play this and see what you think of this.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the US must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free healthcare is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Now, what amazes me is how many positive comments she said. She said 4 million views on this thing. 4.1, almost 4.2 million views since January 13th of 2022. This has, of course, been out there for a while. I'm sorry, June 13th. Of 2022. So it's been out there for, is it almost a month? A little over 3 weeks. She is not, I wouldn't say she is, I don't know, she doesn't look European to me. Maybe she is, but definitely not, yeah, I don't know what her ethnicity is, but it's not, I wouldn't say she's a, you know, extremely white pasty gal. So, or is that racist to say that? Should be, but it's probably not. Because you're talking about a white person. You can't, you know. This Sky News Australia. I have a feeling, I almost want to play this one cold. It's 5 minutes. I probably should just play the clip. It's, I'll have to listen to it before I play it. Because sometimes Sky News Australia, they have a lot of commentary. They have this thing, Joe Biden doesn't even know how to pronounce economy. Apparently he was stumbling around on his words again. Big surprise there. He's having issues. But I want to go through this process of talking about the FBI, because it's all kind of is interrelated. If we don't have justice, if we don't have law and order, a sense of stability from the foundation of law, that people are going to be held accountable for their actions, then we've pretty much lost any sense of normalcy in the country. When only certain groups and certain people are, you know, you have them singled out, which is exactly what they want to do. That's the whole idea of collectivism. You can divide and conquer. You can divide people up into groups. Okay, you belong in this group. That's the protected group. You can do no wrong. Even if you do wrong, nothing will happen to you. Because after all, racism or whatever it is. The idea that the FBI, and of course going through this whole thing with Hillary Clinton, James Comey was so good at just acknowledging all the stuff that Hillary Clinton denied or said she didn't do, or all the illegal stuff she said she did. He just came out and basically said she did it, but she hadn't. At the end of all this stuff that he admitted that she had done, she didn't have an intent to do anything wrong. Her intent was not to do anything wrong. Smashing her phones, deleting her emails. There was no intent to do anything wrong. Everything that happened in Benghazi, no intent to do anything wrong. Coming out and lying about a video that was created. They got a guy in jail, by the way. A guy ended up in jail over that. These people over there never heard anything about some video. They didn't just become a mob and start attacking our embassy because of a video. It never happened. And yet she perpetuated that story with the support of the White House under Barack Obama for months. Never got called on the carpet, never got called out for it, other than people from Congress who tried to have an investigation, never went anywhere. Or Jason Chaffetz and what's his name? I don't remember his name anymore. I was a big fan until, you know, I realized he's not getting anywhere. He's just another blowhard. Now he's got his own little show on Fox. That's good. Good for you. Is it Trey? I don't know. What is his name? I don't know what his name is. Prosecutor. I mean, he's got some moral fortitude. The problem is he didn't do anything with it. I mean, you look at somebody like Jim Jordan. The guy's a pit bull. He will not stop. He tells it like it is and just keeps going. He didn't just run off from Congress. Oh, first chance I got to get a show here. I'm going to go ahead and take that. I got the golden ring. I'm just going to run out the door now because I got my, you know, because I got my golden parachute. I'm just going to go ahead and take off. So you got these guys from, interesting stuff. I got to keep getting these notifications. Amazing thing to me is that the brazen attitude that Jim Comey had in all this whole thing, and yet you've got Christopher Wray doing the same thing. Christopher Wray won't admit to anything. He just, you know, he gets asked by Gates, "Is the president compromised?" "I can't speak to anything about political stuff, about ongoing investigations." He's not asking you to speak about a political investigation. Or any kind of investigation. That's not an investigation. Are you investigating whether or not the president's compromised? Just the facts that we know that are in the news right now, would you say the president's compromised? Is it your opinion? We want to know your opinion on this. I can't speak to any investigations going on. I got to catch a flight. See ya. Got to go. He literally said that. I was told that I'd be done at 1:30. I got to catch a flight. Oh, okay. Well, too bad. Okay, go about your way then. Where are you flying to? What do you have to do? I can't talk about any pending investigations. Can you tell us what city you're going to? No, that would be part of the investigation. Well, are you flying on an airline? No, that would be part of an investigation. Are you on a private jet? No, that's part of the investigation. Can't answer any questions. What are you doing on a beach? Well, it's part of the investigation. Can't talk about that. And then you wonder why people question what they're doing. You wonder why people don't respect you. Why people don't trust you. And you treat us like that. Pretty disgusting, really, when you think about it. These people work for the American people. They're not voted in. President Trump made a really good statement here recently. He's talking about how he will drain the swamp. Now, he doesn't get into details. He does talk about a little bit about some of the things that have to happen with Congress in order for this to happen, but he doesn't really get into the details of how it really needs to be structured in order to have some accountability. He wants the president to be able to fire anybody that is corrupt or isn't doing their job or isn't needed. He wants the president to have that ability. Now, here's the problem with that. That sounds all well and good. But that opens the more power that the president gets to do those kinds of things, the more power the president has. We all know this, that when the president you don't want gets into office, now all of a sudden they have this authority to do certain things without accountability as well. The problem is when someone is given power or money or whatever it is that they're given, control, whatever it is, there needs to be accountability. Anytime. That if that doesn't happen, then it shouldn't be that they shouldn't be given power or authority over anybody. There has to be accountability to the people. And not some faux accountability group or something and a weird thing going on. That's not going to work. It's got to be real. We have a great divide in this country right now because there are two basic philosophies here. One is collectivism and one is individualism. Individualism sounds like selfishness. It's not. It's absolutely not. It's actually the opposite. Now, voluntary communal living, which is what happened in the early church, is absolutely biblical and it's absolutely fine. In fact, it's a beautiful thing. When it's forced upon you, and you have no choice, this is a serious problem. This is totalitarianism. This is the people at the top controlling who does what, who gets what, who makes it, who doesn't, the makers and the breakers. And then you end up with a caste system, I should say. Many countries still have a caste society. If you are in this group of people, you will always be in that group of people. You cannot ever work your way up to the middle class or the upper class. You can't go from rags to riches. There's no avenue for that because you are one of those people. And it is fully accepted in their cultural system. But that's the way it is. You live on that side of the tracks, and you will always live on that side of the tracks. And yet, some of these countries that act like that are lifted up and praised and thought to be these wonderful places that we're supposed to kowtow to. Some of the biggest atrocities that happen in some of these countries, and yet people, because of the market that's there, you know, I keep hearing that China is a developing country. It's a developing country. Really? Is China going to be the next superpower? I'd say pretty much anybody with nuclear weapons who's sending spaceships off into space, who has planted rovers on the moon, who has one of the largest navies in the world, certainly the biggest population in the world, I would say they're right up there with superpowers. Yeah. Korea? North Korea? Are you kidding me? We're afraid of North Korea. North Korea is one of those little places that they like to camp. North Korea, be scared of North Korea. We should be scared of North Korea. Even made movies. They used North Korea as the boogeyman, the enemy. North Korea invades the country and takes over. They're flying over with C-130s and all kinds of stuff. It's like, what? Really? We didn't catch that. They just kind of flew over and started taking over. How's that going to work? Every gun-loving pickup truck driver in America is going to show up wherever they fall out of the sky and obliterate them. Oh, but we have to have smart guns that depend on an electronic chip made in China to allow us to be able to shoot them. You have to recognize the owner because, you know, that'll stop crime. Because gun owners yeah. So we have these issues, you know, in this country. And like I said, I'm pointing them out and I'm going to keep pointing them out. So if you don't like that, I'm sorry. I'm not going to compromise on that one. Because I feel like, well, first of all, for me, therapy-wise, I need to say it. I need to get it off my chest. And it's nice to know that there are people out there that want to listen to it. Listen to it. Don't know why I got choked up when I said that. It wasn't like an emotional choke up. It was just literally, I just had some chai stuck in my throat. And these tears coming down my face are just, you know, I just had something in my eye. Well, I do appreciate you listening. I do appreciate people caring about the country. That's the big thing. Personally, I think that if you're listening to this program, then you probably care about the United States of America. And you want to see the reality of what's happening. And not just stick your head in the sand and hope that things get better. Hope that somebody out there will do something better. Because that person to do something better could be you. You could be the solution holder for some of these issues. I've heard some very good talks from some people with some great ideas about how to hold the FBI accountable, the CIA. So what they did initially was they started this new organization called the Intelligence, the DNI, Department of National Intelligence, to conglomerate and curate all this information coming from the CIA, the NSA, all the stuff, all the intelligence agencies that are out there. How many intelligence agencies do we need? And there's like 17 or 18 of them. The Department of, the DOD, all this stuff. So all this stuff is out there, and the supposedly the NIA is supposed to be able to, or what is it called? NIA, not the NIA, whatever, the DNI, I don't know what it is. The thing that Ratliff was in charge of there for about 5 minutes. They're supposed to be able to conglomerate all this information. Do you think that they're really getting the real story of what's happening? Every agency paints its own little picture, and then we're going to paint this. This is the picture we're going to present to them. And that's all the information they get. They don't have any authority to walk in the office and say, what's going on in this meeting? I want to look through all your computer files. I want to look through all the meetings and all the notes. Out of the blue, I'm going to drop in on this meeting that you're going to have today. We can't do that. That's what they need to be able to do. And everything needs to be compartmentalized to the point where nobody in the organization knows what they're in, even what they're doing, much like the skunk works happened. Now, during the development of the nuclear bomb, engineers and groups of engineers were given projects. We want you to work on this project right here. We want you to figure out what happens when this metal gets in contact with that metal at a certain speed with a certain amount of pressure. What happens with that? Just want you to do this little project. In fact, they would narrow it down even further. They would say, this is the metal we want you to study. I want you to examine its properties, see what it does when this happens. Or I want you to build this little component right here, this little thing with the spring. I want you to build that. Engineer and design that has to be able to do this. And they go over to the next group of engineers, and they'd have them work on something else, like a little trigger thing here that's when you pull this button, it's what we want this to happen. You guys need to work on this little fastening device. Everybody would do that. But nobody could talk to each other. The groups couldn't talk to each other. Couldn't talk about work with each other. What are you working on there, Bob? Oh, I've just got this thing I'm working on, a little thing called a neutron accelerator. Oh, sounds interesting. Tell me more. Okay. We'll have lunch and we'll talk about it. No, that didn't happen. See, that couldn't happen. This is kind of the way the intelligence organizations, the FBI, some of the other things, ATF, AABB, ATF, OOCIA, whatever they are, has to be handled as well. They need to be broken down and compartmentalized to the point where there can be oversight and accountability. And nobody knows, except for those just holding them to account. The accountability people don't have any decision-making abilities, but they certainly would have investigatory ability and ability to call people out and hold them accountable. We don't have that now. There's none of that. We have oversight committees. Well, guess who gets to decide who's on the oversight committee? The people who have the political agenda, who has happened to the, let's say let's say that they have a political or a committee to oversee the FBI. So the party in charge, the administration in charge, puts a committee together. And they have all these people on this committee. And the FBI comes in and says, hey, we have a laptop with all this stuff on here. You know, you might want to take those people off the committee and put those people on the committee. And we'll only let them see this amount. Or this laptop might come out. We might accidentally, you know, drop this laptop out there somewhere in some kind of investigation. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do that. We're just saying, you know, you might want to work with us on this. This is what they do with this information that they get, these investigations that they do that go as we're going to need all your texts. We need all your messages. We need all your electronic devices, which that should be that kind of a warrant. When somebody goes in with a warrant, electronic devices, they can take everything. Electronic devices include all of your, the device itself is one thing. All the information that's on that device. They don't have a warrant for any of that. But it's stored electronically, and if they have an electronic warrant, they can take it all. They don't have to have a specific warrant for any kind of information, which that's the whole thing with papers. They had to have a warrant for certain papers. Now they don't. It's like walking in and saying, we have a warrant to take any paper that you have in your house. Any paper, really. A lot of paper products in my house here. Go ahead and take them all. That's too general of a warrant. You can't do that. Unless the actual crime was committed with paper. He stabbed him with a piece of paper. Which can be done, by the way. At least that's what I've heard. At least that's what forensic files told me. So this is where we're at, folks. And I really feel like I need to put this project together. Now, like I said, tomorrow morning, I probably will not be able to have a show unless I get up really early, which I might. It all depends on how early I go to bed tonight. But I tried to go to bed last night about 9:30, and I ended up staying up till about midnight. Actually, I think the last time I looked at the clock was by 1 o'clock. So, all right. We have, I just got reminded I'm supposed to send out a bill. So I need to get to do that. As I'm doing that and making all this money, sending out bills to make money, I will let you know about tomorrow's show. What I might do is have a show. Well, I can't have a show tonight either. I've got some busy work I got to do tonight. Probably not going to happen. Yeah, tomorrow is probably not going to be a good morning for me to get up early, come think of it. It's going to be a little bit difficult. Once again, folks, thanks for praying for our nation, praying for our leaders. Thanks for listening to the show and being part of the solution, because pointing out the problem is part of the solution. I didn't say that already. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless. We'll get through this. And we will make this nation the nation it was intended to be. That's our mission. So have a great day, everybody. Have a great evening and a great week ahead. Yeah.